SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We will hear from President Trump tonight. He addresses the nation on the Iran war, which may be nearing an end.
This is President Trump's clearest signal since the war began, that he intends to end it soon, having achieved his goals. He'd previously urged Iran to negotiate, and while he said Tehran was now begging for a deal, he insisted it wasn't necessary to stop military operations.
No, they don't have to make a deal with me. When we feel that they are, for a long period of time, put into the Stone Ages and they won't be able to come up with a nuclear weapon, then we'll leave. Whether we have a deal or not, it's irrelevant.
He said Iran now had new leaders who were much more accessible, much less radicalized, and more rational compared with their predecessors.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. The president has signed an executive order on election integrity, directing federal agencies to compile a national list of eligible voters and require mail-in ballot envelopes to include trackable barcodes for voters from that list.
This came up with some great legal minds. They looked at the various documents and everything that was going on, because the cheating on mail-in voting is legendary. It's horrible what's going on. And it's very clearly covered, very, very clearly. So I think this will help a lot with elections.
The president plans to attend today's Supreme Court arguments over his executive order on birthright citizenship. The countdown underway toward this evening's planned launch of NASA's Moonshot. Four astronauts assigned to the Artemis II mission will zip around the moon without landing or even orbiting before they head back home. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 165 points. This is SRN News. The American Medical Association waffles on sex change operations.
Back in February, the largest doctors group in the U.S. indicated that sex change operations should be reserved for people who are legal adults, not kids. But now, under pressure from LGBT activists, the AMA has released a new statement saying it is not changing its original policy, which supports the surgeries for children under the age of 18. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons recently rejected sex change operations on youngsters. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are celebrating Passover today, commemorating the exodus of ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt. And unlike other major Jewish holidays, it is centered on the home, not the synagogue. The central ritual of Passover is the Seder meal, celebrated around family dinner tables and at communal banquets. A dramatic story of liberation is retold. This is SRN News. Consumer confidence edged higher last month despite soaring energy prices brought on by the war with Iran.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose modestly to 91.8 in March. That's up from 91 in February. The board said that while rising costs due to tariffs and spiking oil prices did not affect the top-line confidence reading, there was increasing pessimism in other measures in the survey. That includes expectations of higher inflation. 12-month inflation expectations surged to levels last seen in August of last year. Bob Agner reporting.
A federal appeals court has denied a request to reopen the criminal case against Boeing tied to two fatal crashes of 737 MAX jets. Dozens of families of the 346 people killed in the crashes argued the Justice Department failed to meaningfully consult them before reaching a deal last year with Boeing. More details at SRNNews.com.